Lord, we thank you for this time we have to come together and just be here, Lord, in your presence. And Lord, we thank you for the number that is out here today. And Lord, they're important. Every soul, God, is just as important as if this place had 100 sitting here. Lord, the small number that's here, their souls is just as important in a crowd of 10 as a soul is in a crowd of 100. And Lord, you told me through the years, be faithful for the faithful. Amen. Be there for people. Amen. And Lord, don't change the message of the text for the number of the count or whatever. Just preach your word. And God, that you take care of the rest of it. Amen. And God, we give you the praise for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I was doing a teaching, and one of the scriptures I referred to was in 2 Peter, in the second chapter, and verse 4, 5, and 6, actually all the way down maybe to 7. And it kind of said something more to me than what I was just, I went to it for an understanding that God is going to bring people to judgment. I was doing a teaching on judgment. And in doing that teaching, this scripture was so relevant on the backing up of the fact that God is going to judge. But as I read those verses, then I caught something that said in verse 5 and verse 6. And it really said something to me. Amen. We're seeing in the condition in the world today. And we're saying, well, God is not going to stand for this much longer. And that's true. God is not going to put up with what's going on in this world much longer. I cringed the other day when they talked about we was going to go to war with some little country, Syria or something. And I've always believed it's possible the Antichrist will come out of Syria. And, you know, they're going to be problems. See, you're dealing with Ishmael's descendants. Amen. And you're dealing with Isaac's descendants. Amen. Of Abraham, Jacob, Isaac. And as the understanding of the scriptures, we realize that God has put his blessing, and it comes down to the Jew. And we're grafted in contrary to nature. And so how much more is God going to take the Jew back when Luke, the 21st chapter, is fulfilled when he said, and the time of the Gentile shall be fulfilled. This is the close of the 69th week, and God only allowed 70 weeks for this to take care of, according to the prophecy of Daniel. Amen. So we know the end is near. We know we're in the twilight hours. Amen. If it was close when we first believed, and I got saved, it was talking about the Lord coming. Amen. And if all those years back in 1959, if it was true then, how much more true is it today? The coming of the Lord is soon. I love those songs like soon and very soon. Jesus is coming soon and very soon. Amen. And I believe that Jesus, amen, the coming of the Lord is at hand. I believed all my life that I will be see the coming of the Lord before I'm laid to rest. Amen. I just laid my dad to rest the other day. Amen. 93 years old. Preached his funeral. We laid him to rest. Amen. And I thought, well, amen. There's all those years that my dad looked for the Lord. He expected the Lord. He thought the Lord would come. Amen. Well, he went the way of the grave. Amen. But a lot of us going to go away of the air. Amen. Glory to God. The trumpet going to sound so loud it's going to wake the dead. And we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up to be with the Lord. And the Bible says, so shall we ever dwell with him. Amen. It's not going to be for a week. You know, Suzanne and them gone on a week's vacation. And they're going to have a lot of fun. But a week is short. That's going to come to pass. And they're going to have to be back. Amen. I'm telling you something. Amen. When the trumpet sounds so loud it wakes the dead, and we're caught up to be with the Lord in the air, we shall ever and ever is forever and forever and forever. We shall dwell with the Lord. We shall be in our mansion. Amen. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in me. Believe also in God, for in my Father's house were many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. Woo! I'm glad that it's so. Amen. Somebody said, well, does heaven really exist? Yes, because the Lord never come back and told us it didn't. Amen. He said, I went away to prepare a mansion for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. And he's never come back and never said for the first time and never in any insinuation, amen, that that mansion don't exist. Sister Freeman, a precious sister, sang on our platform for 22 years. And Sister Freeman used to sing that song, I'm sending up my timber. Amen. And what she was simply saying, amen, as we send up our timber to God, as we do the things God wants us to, as we are of a good heart to do the things. The Bible said there must be first within you a willing mind. Amen. And it is acceptable unto the Lord. Amen. If we got an old stubborn attitude and the Lord has to whip us every time he gets us to do anything, we're not going to have a very big mansion. Amen. But I tell you, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, amen, oh my, the Bible said he's going to give you the desires of your heart even in this life. But how much more is he going to give you when you walk the streets of gold? Amen. I was telling last night, the Lord gave me a song that I'm going to release. Dad is home now. Amen. And some of the courses and some of the verses in it talks about there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness. Amen. He'll never have to experience that. Amen. When we get to our mansion, we won't have to worry about arthritis. We won't have to worry about, amen, cancers. We won't have to worry about high blood pressures. We won't have to worry about strokes. There was a stroke that took my dad out at 93, made a vegetable out of his brain. Amen. His body was still functional. His heart was still good. His lungs were still good. But the stroke, amen, made literally a vegetable out of his brain. Amen. And he died 11 days later because he had no brain to make his body function. Amen. I'm telling you, when we get to that city, amen, there won't be no more strokes up there. There won't be no more heart attacks up there. There won't be no more people walking on a cane or perched in a wheelchair. There won't be nobody, amen, suffering anymore. There'll be no more crying there. There'll be no more dying there. There'll be no more suffering, no more pain. What a time it's going to be. Amen. Glory to God. Now the preaching of the cross to them that perish, well, it's fullness. Amen. They say we're crazy. Amen. I've heard people say, well, y'all believe that old slaughterhouse religion. You believe something had to be, blood had to be shed. You believe something had to die. Amen. And y'all just believe an old slaughterhouse religion. Well, they don't understand it. Amen. They don't understand without the shedding of the blood, there'd be no remission. They don't understand that it was not by the tradition of the elders, but it was by the precious blood of Jesus Christ that you and I have life. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, we're going to have a mansion. What a time it's going to be. Amen. My, if this house be dissolved. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Not worrying about too much about this old house. I'm going to try to take care of it as much as I can. I'm going to try to get it enough rest. And the older I get, the more serious I am about what I put in it. Amen. When I was a younger man, I actually eat anything that didn't eat me first. Amen. Amen. I'd eat stuff, and man, that stuff would churn my stomach and, oh man, make me get up of a night. Amen. And I've told my wife, I said, honey, if it bothers me, I'm not eating it. Amen. I love pizza, but I don't eat it for supper. Amen. I like spaghetti, but I don't eat it for supper. I like a lasagna, but I don't eat it for supper. Because it comes back and haunts me for a morning. Amen. Amen. You find things like that to be like that? Well, amen. I got enough wisdom, amen, after a walk with the Lord a little while. Amen. You know, it's kind of foolish to ask the Lord to heal you for something that you brought on yourself. Amen. So I just simply say, if I'm going to eat pizza, honey, you fix it for me for lunch. Amen. And then I got eight hours or more. I can burn that off before I go to bed, and it don't come back and haunt me. Amen. And I enjoy it. I don't like to be like a cow. You know, a cow eats and have to belch you back up and chew it over again. I don't like to be like a cow. Amen. Amen. I don't like to experience that. It's no fun. Amen. So we learn a lot of wisdom as we go along. Amen. We figure a lot of things out. Amen. But we are to take care of this body. Amen. We are to take the very best care. We're not supposed to abuse it. I've heard people say, well, it's all right to take your life. Well, I said, I don't think so, because God don't want us, first of all, to abuse our body. And I don't believe we have the right to have control over living or dying in that sense. Amen. Now, Dad wanted to go home for the last year. And I said, Dad, I'll pray with you. And you asked the Lord. And God took him home. By his 93rd birthday, he said on his 92nd, I'm going to pray the Lord take me home for my 93rd. Amen. He lived and walked with the Lord. Amen. Lived a righteous life. And God heard his prayer. He simply said he didn't want to live any longer. Amen. Well, I would wish he would have lived longer. Amen. Because I'd like to, amen, to have been in service this year with us. I'd like for him to see some of the new things that we're doing. Amen. I would have just enjoyed him being here. But he made the choice. He wanted to go to be with the Lord. Amen. And I believe, I've told him, many a Christian, if you sincerely pray and talk to the Lord and ask the Lord, I believe the Lord will honor your prayers. Amen. But, you know, human nature, we want to live as long as we can, want to stay as long as we can. Amen. See, this old flesh here, amen, it wants to live. But the inward sideward man, amen, this house of clay going to bust wide open and our soul's going to take its flight. Amen. For the soul, amen, it belongs to God. The spirit belongs to God. Amen. The earth, it come from the dust. Amen. It's going to go back. The flesh is going to go back to the dust from where it come. And the spirit and the soul is going to go back to God who gave it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. According to the word of God. Amen. That's where we came from, out of the dust of the earth. And so shall we go back to the dust of the earth. And so shall the spirit return unto God who gave it. Amen. Now in this 2 Peter in chapter 2 verse 4. For if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. Amen. That's the judgment message. But we're not preaching that one today. Amen. We're going on down to verse 5. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Amen. God reminded us what happened in the days of Noah. Now, when we study out in the Word of God over in Matthew, it talked about how that the times of the Lord would be at a time that you think not. And it would be at a time wherein they was eating, drinking, giving in marriage. Amen. All these things were going on in the days of Noah, in the days of the flood. Every one of them, amen. They was eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. All these things, they was living it up, amen. You hear people talk about the roaring 20s, amen. America was supposed to be, you know, liberated. Women started smoking cigarettes in public. And, you know, then all these wicked things. And hey, people that live, my dad lived through the 20s. And he used to tell me a lot about the 20s. But in the 20s, they called it the roaring 20s. And they come out and all the people that got liberated with their sins and out partying and just having a time. We'd had World War One and we had won. And we thought, man, we're the king of the roost, and amen, we on the top of the hill, nobody can knock us off. But what happened at the end of the 20s? The Depression, the Great Depression. And they say that actually men would get on buildings up in New York in the big cities, and they would actually, people would hold hands and run and jump off together. They would jump out windows, amen. Jump, they couldn't face that they lost everything. They couldn't face that it was all over, amen. Every time God's people has got exalted, or even the people of the world, amen, has got exalted in their sins, God let destruction come on them. He's proved that down through the years, amen. And so God is not going to do any different to the world we're living in today. And then in verse 6, and turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrowing, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Listen to verse 6. I mean, that puts the icing on the cake. God said, I made these things. I made Sodom and Gomorrah. I made them an example, so that every man, woman, boy, or girl that lives on the face of this earth, that reads a story about Sodom and Gomorrah, that hears about Sodom and Gomorrah, and they see the destruction and the things that happen, that'll make them think before they go to living ungodly, before they go to living ungodly life. Amen. So, do you think God's going to spare America? No, sir. And I'm not a preacher of doom. I'm a preacher of the Word of God. Amen. Listen, I believe the saints of God's going to be called out of here. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. I believe before it gets so bad. The Bible said, unless these days be shortened, there would be no flesh saved. And I believe, according to the authority of God's Word, that God's going to shorten the days so he can call his church out of here. Amen. Those days, amen, unless they be shortened, there'd be no flesh. Now, the 70th week, and remember I said we're at the close of the 69th week, but the 70th week is divided in half. It's divided in 3.5 years of the lesser tribulation and divided in 3.5 years of the great tribulation. And the Bible said during that last 3.5 years that there's never been any wrath, there's never been anything upon the face of this earth that would be the degree that what those 3.5 years would be. Never had been up to that time and never would be again on the face of this earth. Amen. And God is going to renovate old Mother Earth. Amen. He's going to burn up all the elements just like he burned up Sodom and Gomorrah. God is going to burn up this earth. Amen. And we're going to be renovated. The elements are going to be burned up with a fervent heat. So says the Word of God. And we're going to be renovated to that degree. Amen. That we're going to be established back to the garden that we was meant to be to start with. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, people say, we're going to heaven. Yeah, we're going for the marriage supper of the Lamb. But I tell you something, heaven's coming back to us. Amen. We're coming back riding white horses, according to Revelation 19 chapter. We're going to watch, amen, Gabriel blow the trumpet. Amen. And we're going to hear that trumpet sound. Amen. We're going to come back with King Jesus. Amen. Riding the lead horse. Amen. And then the Bible says, amen, he's going to send Michael and have old Satan bound for 1,000 years and throw him in a pit. And amen. And we won't have no tempter then. You talk about, amen, when we get ready to have church. Amen. We won't have to worry about them coming. Amen. We just go out and round them up. Amen. People say, well, are people going to get saved during those years? I believe they are. Amen. I believe they are. But let me tell you something. Amen. Why, and I preach this, and I know all of us here in the sound of my voice are Christian people, and I know a lot of people hear this on radio or the internet or somewhere, and they won't be Christians. Amen. And if you're not a Christian, amen, thank God the house sure is a saved house today. But outside of this house, if you hear this message, download it and play it on your computer or whatever, amen, amen, and you are not ready to meet the Lord, don't take a chance of putting this thing off, amen. Today is the day of salvation, amen. And I said the preaching of the cross is foolishness to the world, amen. But we which are saved, it is the power of God unto salvation, amen. Glory to God. It's just throwing some more fuel on the fire. Amen. It's just giving us some more victory when we preach of the cross. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And the Bible says, what if some don't believe? Wouldn't make it of any less effect? The Bible says, God forbid. Amen. God forbid. If you don't want to believe it, if the next person don't want to believe it, that don't change the fact it's still real. Amen. Thank God for his victory and thank God for the blessings of God. Amen. Glory. But I believe God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. And he said, verse 7, and delivered just Lot, vexed with, amen, filthy conversation of the wicked. Amen. Lot's wife, she didn't even make it out. Now, there's a whole message in preaching about that because she looked back. The Bible said any man puts his hand to the plow and looketh back, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. That's pretty plain. Amen. And we got back to that word. God said this is for an example. Amen. This is for an example. You can call it example or ensample. Either one you want to. It's gender for both of them. Amen. But it allows us to know that God does not allow and condone continuous sin. It comes to the place, amen. He destroyed in Noah's day, amen. He destroyed the earth and the world as people knew it. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And when he calls his church out of this world, he's going to destroy it, and he's going to burn it up with a fervent heat and get rid of all the elements. He's going to get rid of all the things that man has made and all the things that man has done, and he's going to eliminate it. Amen. So here by the word of God, it's pretty plain to us to see that this wicked conversation was to the point that it had vexed Lot. Now, Abraham, as you know, had prayed before God, and he talked to God. And God, I read just in one of the teachings I was doing the other day, I was reading about how that Abraham said to God, and he reminded God, and he said, I'm just dust and ashes, just dust and ashes. But he had asked God, and he'd asked God, would he spare Sodom and Gomorrah? And they counted off 50. They counted off of 10. And they come down to, 5? And Abraham had declared to him, even if there are 5 people, would you not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Save Lot, And so it come down to the point that God said he would know. Abraham said, if they just 5, and God said he'll know. He knows. He knows where people are living. He knows where they're at. He knows where their heart's at. Mouth confesses a lot of things, but it's got to be in the heart. That's the reason I've always preached old-time heartfelt salvation. Got to get it in your heart. Got to have it in your heart. Some folks let the cares of life cause it to lose it out of their heart. Bible said, lest you bind the strong man. It's theoretically impossible. The Bible said the very elect would be deceived if it were possible. King James Version. Other words, in good old Hillsville talk, it's not possible. Amen. Glory to God. I believe in eternal security. I just don't believe it the way some people believe it. I believe God's side is eternal. I believe he saved us. And he's able. And Jesus said, Father, all that you give me, I was able to keep, except one. Amen. He's talking about Judas, and he had a devil. That ought to tell us something. Don't go out here and get tangled up in the world and get a devil. Amen. Get the devil off your back. Amen. If you can't get it off, get somebody to pray for you. Amen. Come get in the prayer line. Come get anointed with oil and pray till the power of God falls on you, submerges your soul. Amen. Do not get out there and fool around with the devil and let the devil steal this thing out of your heart. The cares of life. The Bible said, unless it be what? The lust of the flesh. What? The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those categories. Unless we're drawn away, unless we're pulled away. It's impossible for a person saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and living right to fall away or to be deceived. It's only when we're drawn away. It's only when we allow ourselves to be drawn away. We quit praying. We quit taking in God's word. I've heard people say, well, I can't read it. Get somebody, amen, somebody got a Bible cassette, or go to our website if you got a computer and get it on there, amen. Somewhere along the line, you can find somebody got the word of God. We got it on our website, Boxcar Letters. If you got any sight at all, you can read it, amen. You get a big giant print Bible, or you can get the gospel on tape, cassette, or a CD, and you can take that and you can pray it, amen. And as you play it, you can take the word of God in. I'm telling you, don't run short on the word of God. Don't run short on God's blessing. But God said he saved Lot. He'd done what he said he was going to do, and he saved him, and the rest of them perished. His wife, that looking back point we mentioned a minute ago, that is when you have a desire. I believe she looked back not just to see what was going on, but I think she looked back of a desire of a lot of the things she was leaving, a lot of the things she didn't want to turn loose. We got to give it all to God. I hear, see a lot of people come to God and they say, well, you know, I smoke, but I'll give that to God later. And they watch them have a battle, and sometimes they'll backslide, get back out in the world, and just have a time of it. I've seen people take years to get themselves straightened out because they'd hold on to something, and they'd hold on to it, and they'd keep dragging them down. They'd keep beating the life out of them. But they finally got victory. Amen. Thank God. Amen. What was that song that guy sang years ago? Had a real, real bad time with sin. But thank God, they're gone at last. My sins are gone. They're gone at last. It was the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. But those scriptures stood out to me. Amen. And I want to say in closing, I pray for this country. I pray for Jerusalem. I pray that our leaders not get so narrow-minded that they would come against Israel. But I pray that our leaders would always stand up for Israel. Amen. And it's coming. The wrath going to fall. The Bible said, Paul said, not to be soon shaken. He told those in his hour, don't be soon shaken, because this day will not come unless they first come a falling away. And then that man of sin be revealed. Amen. In the middle of that week, the abomination of desolation and spoken up with the prophet Daniel, Matthew 24th chapter, whosoever we did, let him understand. And the Bible says that abomination is when the Antichrist sits in the temple and says he's Christ. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. The great tribulation is going to start right there. The last 3.5 years to finish it up. Amen. And what they say in those battles, the blood's going to run up the bridles of the horses. What is it, 7 months it's going to take to bury the dead from some of those battles? I'm going to tell you something. God is not going to stand for ungodliness. Amen. Amen. We need to hear that message and hear it loud and hear it clear. We need to get right with God, stay right with God. We need to walk and talk Jesus every day of our life. Amen. God love you. God bless you. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the precious folks that's in the sanctuary today. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to keep them. God, that you're going to bless them with your spirit. You're going to lift them up, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Amen. I got so busy wanting to preach. We got some singing. We're going to have some singing before we go home. Amen. It's still early. Amen. Sister Nancy, you're ready. Amen. How about Betty? You going to sing and play for us someday? Okay. Okay, you do it. I just want to know, let you know you're welcome. Amen. We want you to feel a part. Amen. And Sister Nancy, amen, is coming. And I got it ready if I got it the right tone. Amen. We'll start it, and if it won't work, we'll start it over again.
Okay. I don't sing with the soundtrack much, so I may make a mess.